Hello, everybody. It's Jedi Cole here with a very special report for the Jedi Cole universe. We have a big event coming up in the Dallas area, in fact, in Dallas proper, in a very few days that, personally, being Jedi Cole, I'm fairly excited about, and not solely because myself and the Rancor Pit's own Eddie Medina will be a part of the tail end of this event. And what I'm talking about is a cooperative event put on by Art Love Magic and Jedi Goddess Presents, which is the show that immediately follows the Rancor Pit live on the Deep Ellum on air, if you've been following us there. In fact, unlike our show, they're every Sunday. So, but that is Jedi Goddess Presents, and I have with me none other than Jedi Goddess Christy herself. Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing great, and I am just super excited about this, but, you know, I could probably gush all day about this and never come close to really explaining. What do you have in the works for us here coming up, the 20th of August? So we're just almost there.
Absolutely. Well, a phenomenal question. basically, so I partnered with Art Love Magic, and I'll tell you a little bit about the players involved. Art Love Magic is a non-for-profit organization. Primary focus is to enlighten and enrich the art community in the Dallas art scene, of course, through kids' workshops and different events to help promote art in the Dallas area, and, of course, to offer community for those who are artistically inclined and want to get more to know more information or to be part of a community. At the same time, if you're not artistically inclined, to become part of something that is different and new and meet a wonderful community of effervescent and fun people, basically.
And these folks put on some amazing events and a lot of them.
Yes, we do. The executive director for Art Love Magic is Iris Candelaria. She is amazing. And Art Love Magic was founded by three gentlemen. That would be Michael Legacki, Justin Nygren, and David Rodriguez, and that was 7 years ago.
Well, that's great, and yet another reason that I needed you to come on and talk about this, because I would have not been half as informative about Art Love Magic and all they do, having a familiarity with them, but a vague one, admittedly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, no, they've been around for 7 years and have been enriching the community for quite some time. And we're really a big family, and it's just about, you know, we all have Bruce Wayne jobs, as I like to call them, and it's good to take that time away and a couple, you know, some nights here and there to go out and be a part of something bigger and fun and, you know, hone your craft or just meet some beautiful and wonderful people who are exceedingly talented and who are your neighbors. And that's what the big thing is. A lot of everyone is from everywhere in the Dallas Metroplex. They're all Dallas-based artists, and the talent is phenomenal.
And speaking of talent, this is going to be a gathering of such talent, but with a specific focus.
Correct. Well, you know, for the Jedi Goddess universe, and we'll talk about me a little bit. Jedi Goddess Presents is a radio show that I host out of the wonderful Deep Ellum on air. I'm a humongous proponent, if you've not detected already, of the local Dallas art scene. And I love having every episode a local Dallas artist appear on there and show their craft wares, however you'd like to regale to yourself in that way. But this event is the pairing of those two communities. I personally have been involved with Art Love Magic for many years. I started out as a volunteer, and now that I'm a lead producer, I'm producing the show with Iris Candelaria. Zach Schroeder, who is known as K-Zach on Jedi Goddess Presents, he is one of my co-hosts. We've kind of put together this massive expanse of a show, and there's so many people behind us, it's not even funny, and in front of us, too, that are helping to make this event big and huge and warm and fun. It's a 10-day gallery art show, which begins August 20th in the Jeanette Kennedy Gallery inside the south side of Lamar, which is located right off of Commerce and Bellevue. Located on Lamar and Bellevue is going to be the corner, right next door to Gillies.
Actually, 1409 South Lamar.
Exactly. It's going to be wonderful. The gallery, the opening reception again, August 20th, and we're going to showcase an entire gallery, salon style, which means from ceiling to floor, filled with artistry by the local Dallas art scene, showcasing their favorite pop culture icons. It's not necessarily Star Wars, which I'm totally okay with that, and a couple of Jack Burtons or show up, you know. But it's going to be wonderful. It's just how pop culture has connected a community as well. And
no, I'm pretty well known for drawing Jabba the Hutt drawings on placemats all over the Dallas area.
There you go. There you go. And I love that. I absolutely love that. And as we go through this 10-day experience of art and beautiful things, it wraps up on the 30th. And the 30th is the big closing reception, which is going to be a Comic-Con style event. We're going to have, of course, vendors there, but also an expanse of local artists who are strictly going to be drawing things dedicated to pop culture. And it's going to include, you know, anything from Star Wars, of course, to pop, you know, again, different movies, sci-fi, fantasy, universe, anything like that. We also are going to have in attendance a number of cosplayers and different types of really cool things that everyone can be a part of, and all ages. And the event on Saturday, the closing reception, is 5 p.m. until 10 p.m.
And of course, I was actually very personally flattered. Chrissy asked Eddie and I if we would join her for a panel on the closing ceremony day.
Correct. And what we're going to do, we're still in the works for that. I have not given many details for that, and that's because we're keeping a lot of those things. You got to come to the show and see.
Absolutely.
And just know that a lot of fun stuff's going to be happening. And for the closing reception, there is going to be a special VIP Jedi Goddess experience. That's going to be from 9 p.m. until 11 p.m. That will be adults only. But it is a unique visual experience presented by the Jedi Goddess crew. So VIP tickets to that event are available. So if anyone wants to know more information, they can always reach out to me and let me know as well. But that's the overall picture of the event. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, I did notice on the information that I received, there are, throughout the course of these 10 days, there are all kinds of wonderful little, there's some actual interactive art events where people can come in and paint and, you know, try their hand at creating art themselves. And it was a family movie night, I believe.
Absolutely. To run through the calendar, so the 20th starts at 7 p.m., August 20th, and that's the opening reception. Thursday, August 21st, will be our all-ages movie night presented by the Jedi Goddess crew. That will be Pee-wee's Big Adventure. So come one, come all. Then that Saturday, August 23rd, there will be a For the Win gaming and 8-bit, or tabletop gaming and 8-bit night. That will be hosted by Old School Poindexter, who is a well-known musical artist in the Dallas area. That's also going to be DJed by DJ Priest, who's also known in the Dallas area. So we're very, very blessed to have them a part of our crew, and very excited. They're just excited, just as excited about it as well. That's going to feature 8-bit gaming. We're going to have projected screens, refreshments, and, of course, board games as well. And then coming up on the 24th, that's Sunday, is going to be a wine and paint experience. That one's going to be 21 and up. And that for, of course, couple date night, great opportunity for this. That's going to be hosted by Iris Candelaria and Erica Krivda, who work with Art Love Magic on many events. That is going to feature, again, wine, and you get to paint. And it teaches you how to paint and different things like that. Again, you do not have to be artistically inclined for these events, just willing to have a good time.
Absolutely. What a great way to get out and try something new.
I know. It's so true. If nothing else, the wine always helps.
That's right. Your artistic ability will just, your confidence will rise the more you drink.
Absolutely. It's true. And you'd be surprised you come out of there with perhaps a date and this beautiful piece of artwork you've created. Now, August 27th, that's going to be another wine and paint. That will be all ages. So bring the kids, but not for the wine. And that's going to be fun. That's going to be the same experience as well, but I'll give you an opportunity to bring your little ones. And then Thursday, August 28th, will be a second movie night with the Jedi Goddess crew. This one will be Big Trouble in Little China. Of course, starring everyone's favorite, Jack Burton. Sometimes they call him Kurt Russell, but we call him Jack Burton here.
It's part of the educational process to teach people.
Absolutely. And then finally, of course, August 30th will be the closing reception. Now, I will say the main purpose behind all of these events is a fundraiser to benefit Art Love Magic and Jedi Goddess Presents. The Art Love Magic would not be able to put on the events without the help from the community. And sometimes it does fall in the monetary category. But any help, paintbrushes, anything, even your time, a couple hours, is always amazing. And the same for Jedi Goddess Presents as well. So this is all, it's a fundraiser just to support the local art and just get it out there, grow our brand, you know, spread our wings, grow our community, and have everyone be part again, be a part of something that's big.
Absolutely, and that's wonderful. And I'm really excited about this, not solely because I'm just such a Star Wars geek anyway, but, you know, this is really neat because if you've been following Eddie and I in the Rancor Pit, we are just thrilled beyond words to be a part of the Deep Elm on Air community. If you go to deepelemonair.com, go to the shows, toggle right below the Rancor Pit, the very next show on their Sunday morning lineups, Jedi Goddess Presents. Be sure and check out Christy and the gang over there. And we got to be on one of their shows and had a blast, and Christy was on one of ours. And I'm just really excited about this event. I'm really excited to have an opportunity to talk to you about the event and get a little, you know, source information, because nothing I could write, even as accomplished as I flatter myself I can be at times, will never come close to talking to somebody who's actually right there, a part of the events that are being put on.
Oh, you do great. I love your stuff. It's amazing.
Thank you very much.
It is. I do. Absolutely. Well, I cannot wait.
Well, we can't wait to be on the, to come to the ceremonies. I'm hoping to be able to make it to as many days as possible. I like you guys, I have the Bruce Wayne job as well. So, you know, the Jedi Cole persona is just the one I put on when I go out to fight crime at night. So, if I'm fighting crime, doing goofy things for myself and others is perhaps in some way deters crime. But absolutely, do check out. I'll have all the information along with this. Check out the Chrissy show. Check out the, if you're in Dallas or you can be in Dallas during the period from the 20th to the 30th, come on out and see the gallery show. Be a part of some of these events. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. For the whole family on Sundays and just for the adults on others. So, again, thank you very much, Christy, for joining us. Me, I'm so used to having a co-host. I haven't worked so long.
I know. It's okay. I'll be your co-host. That's totally fine. But
before
I wanted to give out the
on tonight's episode of the upcoming, and this is, of course, in a galaxy far, far away.
August 20th. And I do have the website, too. I just wanted to throw that in there really quick.
Please do, yes.
For Art Love Magic, you can find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Art Love Magic Dallas. And it's the only one there that's Art Love Magic Dallas. There's another Art Love Magic. Don't go to that one. Go to Art Love Magic Dallas. And then my website is, of course, www.JediGoddess.com. And that's JediGoddess.com. And you'll find my links to Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff on there, too.
Excellent. And we will have with the copy for this, if you're listening to this, go look in the copy and where you see the names for these sites, click on that, and it will take you straight to those sites, because we're looking out for you here at the Jedi Call Universe. And again, thank you, and thank you, everybody. Please, if you happen especially to make it out to the closing ceremony, the closing reception, come by and say hi to Eddie and I. If you come out to any of them, if you see Christy, if you see any of these folks, come out there and say hi and thank him for putting this on, because this is just incredibly cool. And I've seen a piece of the artwork. I believe that you did yourself for the gallery shows.
I'm working on two of them. I'm working on a Princess Leia and a Maleficent, which I will have those showcased in the gallery as well.
I have seen the Princess Leia one. It looks really great, so I'm looking forward to seeing the finished product of the Maleficent, and I will definitely see you there at least one, if not many, nights during the course of this in a galaxy far, far away in Dallas, Texas, again, August 20th through 30th. Check it out.